Some people call Thanksgiving a football holiday. And in the towns of Easton, Pennsylvania and Phillipsburg, New Jersey, that is the truth, where the most important part of the day for over 100 years has been a high school football game between the Easton Red Rovers and the Phillipsburg Stateliners.
That's the first thing that you do in the morning, 10 o'clock, football field. It's all you're concerned about is that game. You lose, you gotta go home. Now we gotta deal with this for a year. You win, it's like Christmas.
Everyone has a story about the game, from senior years made or broken by it, to people having trouble eating if they lose. Woody Frankenfield, an Easton graduate, has a favorite memory that might surprise some.
Our graduating class, we got beat 7-6. It took the undefeated season away. And it was the year after Easton beat Phillipsburg 7-6.
If Pittsburgh won, they'd tear the goalpost down and they'd carry it down College Hill, across the old bridge, and to the Elks building, which is now another building, but that's where they used to have wedding receptions and everything. And there was a lawn there with a big tree with a V in it. And they used to go there and break it. And people used to scramble for the little pieces that fly and everything. And then they would put the score and the year on it.
Meet Bob Stem, the head coach of the Phillipsburg Stateliners and a former player for Phillipsburg in the 1950s, who may be one of the best people to talk to when it comes to playing and coaching in the rivalry. Stem also shared some stories of his playing days and put the feeling of playing in the game in perspective.
You just can't describe it. I mean, I played in the Cotton Bowl for Syracuse and for the national championship, played in the Liberty Bowl against Miami, right? We played all over the country in those days, UCLA and that. And I don't know if I can compare any of those. Maybe it's because you're a kid, you know what I mean? I'm a 15, 16-year-old kid, and you're coming out in front of 20-some thousand people in those days. It's a whole different atmosphere. It really is.
That atmosphere is evident by the buildup over the entire week. The schools are both steeped in tradition. Easton seniors take a day off to build a bonfire that lights up the night sky the night before the game. They even sleep out to protect it. Although Phillipsburg no longer builds a bonfire, their students still sleep out to preserve that tradition. And at the school pep rallies, it becomes obvious to any casual observer that this is more than just a usual football game.
There's a gentleman that sat in that doorway for many, many years. Kyle James, a simple man, but a great man, and his two words will always echo through the halls of Easton High. Beat Pittsburgh!
Steve Schiffert has been the head coach of the Easton Red Rovers for 17 years and speaks passionately about the rivalry with Phillipsburg and its meaning to the community.
It's just a tradition of it. I mean, it's what people grow up expecting of their young people. They expect their young people on Thursday morning in November to put a show on for them, and I think that's what it is. It's just all about expectations.
High school rivalries and Thanksgiving Day rivalries are nothing new, but many of them died off. So why has the Easton-Phillipsburg rivalry lasted so long? Schiffert offered his view.
I think the geography has something to do about it, with the river separating them and then families intermarrying across the river and so forth. It's kind of hard to find somebody on either team that doesn't have a relative from the other town. So I think it's just been inbred into families, and that's all they know.
I gave every person I talked to a choice. In a given year, they could be Easton or Phillipsburg or win the state title. Here's some of what I heard.
Oh, obviously it's beat Easton.
That's a no-brainer. Beat Pittsburgh. I mean, Phillipsburg dropped out of the playoffs one year to play us, and if it ever came to that, I'm sure we would drop out of state playoffs to play Phillipsburg.
Finally, game day arrives. Over 14,000 people packed Lafayette College's Fisher Stadium for the Turkey Day matchup. The electric atmosphere is comparable to one found at a big-time college football game. It doesn't go unnoticed to Easton's quarterback, Justin Pacioli, who described the best part of playing in the age-old rivalry.
It's definitely the first step you take on that field in the beginning of the game, looking at all in front of 15,000 people screaming and cheering and just looking up in the atmosphere and knowing that you're playing on this day.
The energy is evident in the players as they prepare to do battle, following in the footsteps of the generations before. For the Phillipsburg seniors, it is their last opportunity to beat Easton. Phillipsburg would take the first lead with a field goal just seconds into the second quarter. The celebration was short-lived as Easton answered back with a touchdown. The day would ultimately belong to Easton as the Red Rovers would win 26-10. When asked to describe the victory, one player made it quite simple to understand.
It's amazing.
Amazing. It may be a good word to describe this whole rivalry and its importance to these two towns. From Easton, Pennsylvania, Matt Pfeiffer, NCC News.
Easton High School, our high school.